Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Monday, the 19th day of July. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula, 5,006 head with a weight average weight of 556.83 pounds. Price value of 171 even. That's 6 cents lower than Friday, 24 cents lower than last week. Taking a look at the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection. Monday's cattle receipts, 118,000 head, down 2,000 from a week ago, up 3,000 from a year ago. Monday's hog receipts at 457,000 head. That's up 8,000 from last week, down 12,000 head from a year ago. Monday's cattle auction day at the Joplin Regional Stockyards got their mid-session market. They're expecting to have about 4,000 head this week. Compared to last week, the steers and heifers are selling $2 to $3 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 177 to 188. 5 to 6 weights, 170 to 186. 600 to 700 pounds, 157 to 178. 7 to 8 weights, 148 to 163. 8 to 9 weights, 149 to 155. 900 to 1,000 pound steers, 134 to 143. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 145 to 164. 500 to 600 pounds, 144 to 160. 6 to 7 weight heifers at 142 to 160, 7 to 8 weights 132 to 146, 8 to 9 weights 129 to 148, some 900 to 1,000 pound heifers 122 to 132 and a quarter. Closing futures markets on the Board of Trade, September corn unchanged 556, December up a quarter. 552 and a quarter, March at 559, three quarters up a quarter. Soybeans for August, 1428, 26 and three quarters cent lower. September, 1382 and three quarters, down 23 and a quarter. November beans at 1372 and three quarters, down 19. Wheat contracts, September, 5 1/4 higher, 697 and three quarters. December, 706 and a quarter, up 6.5. March, 7.5 higher, 712 and a quarter. On the mercantile exchange, live cattle for August, 120.25, up 7. October, 125.10, down 50. December, 131.12, down 20. Feeder cattle for August, 157.37, up 175. September, 159.05, up 55. October, 160.85, up 37. Lean hogs for August, 104.47, down $1.17. October, 89.37, down 137. December, 83.05, down 82. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.